It's crazy what kind of nightmares you can experience, go through when you are not aware of yourself, about other people, and about life. It can make you sometimes feel like you are a mistake, failure the way you are, just because of the cage mentality you grew up in. Things you were taught to believe that they are the only truth. My advice to you is, make your own experiences. Find your own truth, conclusions, results about everyone and everything. Don't just wish, believe, and accept all of the things you have been taught. This will make you feel miserable, feel as a failure, unhappy, and unfulfilled with your life. You may be also trying your best to live up to the unrealistic expectations of this world. Expectations of other people in this world, instead of craving to be the best version of yourself. I also have suffered from this in the past, trying to be who I wasn't, just to fit in and to be accepted by others. At that time, I was trying to live up to other people's expectations and forgot about myself totally. I later realized where my mistake was, where my problem was, where my lessons was. At the time, I was trying my best to follow what other people were doing and thought I was needing the same. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be in a happy relationship that I actually didn't even know what a relationship meant. I didn't know what a relationship really meant that time because I've been sexually, physically, mentally, emotionally abused, and I'm coming from a broken home, and I thought I needed to be in a relationship with someone so that I can be happy, so that I could be complete, whole, and fulfilled with my life. Oh gosh, I was wrong. I was so wrong. I was wrong because I was just traumatized that time. I was broken, blinded by my heavy experiences and the things I was taught to believe. I know now it's a juicy part. It's a juicy way to share my life, to share my love, to share my quality time, to share my wisdom with someone. But it is not that I cannot live, or I cannot experience love without someone. Despite everything I went through in my life, I have chosen to love. Because today I know that. I know that to be loving or to be hateful, it's a choice that we all have. It's amazing how clear you can get if you are willing to work on yourself, to go through a process of healing, transformation, and liberating yourself from within, changing your mindset. For more information and support, please visit my website. I wish you a wonderful day and lots of love. Tulani.